Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's bring in Mike Fisher, Cowboys insider. After the schedule was released last night, you'll see Fish applauding for himself on the fan cam here on Sean and RJ, your home of America's team. Cowboy Blue this morning, Mike, with a fresh haircut. You're looking good. You're looking refreshed.
I've never looked better. I've never felt better. I'm excited for OTAs, minicamp, Oxnard, and the rest.
Do you think that you're going to Oxnard? I have a preliminary answer, but I wanted to get your opinion on whether you think you're going or not.
Well, we're the Cowboys station, Sean.
That's a very good answer. Short, simple, sweet. Put some pressure on the Odyssey bosses to expense those pizzas that we get. No, the boss said if the Cowboys are going and California allows it, it looks like we'll all be going out there for training camp. So there you go, Choppy.
I'm excited because I lost my Ruby status on American last year. I didn't get enough segments. I didn't get enough segment flights. Yes, Ruby. That's where I get all my upgrades. You know, you got to get upgrades, Sean, or my goal, whatever it is. Oh, yeah, you got to get all your upgrades. So send me out there. I'm going to need some golf and some cool weather.
Choppy. Knowing you, your Ruby at American Airlines is some flight attendant that you used to date. Ruby.
Might be.
Fish.
Might be.
What are the main things that jumped out to you from looking at the Cowboys' schedule unveiled last night?
Well, let's start with trolling Tom. Brady of the Buccaneers puts out a thing on Instagram making fun of the idea of America's team. I don't get why people don't get it. This is America's team, whether they go 6-10 or 10-6. Just like the Steel Curtain is in Pittsburgh, no matter whether their defense is good this year, just like the Big Apple is New York. New York doesn't like shrink in population and then have to change the nickname Big Apple. So Tom Brady better get used to that. The Patriots are never going to be America's team, and the Buccaneers damn sure won't. Meanwhile, for all the respect that we know the Cowboys get from the NFL. Choppy, here's a Choppy special for you. The three biggest point spreads in week one, Cowboys are number three. They're a 6.5-point underdog at Tampa Bay. Too much?
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of points. 6.5 is a terrible number to take if you're a dog. I would not touch 6. That's a great number for Tampa. But, yeah, I mean, I kind of expected this thing to be about 5.5, 4.5, 5. And then here it comes in at 6, 6.5. It's a little bit. But you're going to get hype from Tampa. They're the defending champs. The Cowboys theoretically would get some hype. And it usually shows up in their win totals. But that's a big spread. That's a really, really big first week spread.
All right. Speaking of hype and the NFL not caring about last year's win total, Cowboys have 5 primetime games plus Thanksgiving. So, Sean, you and I have kicked this around before. I want the Tolo to know how serious we are about this. If the other 31 teams would agree to it and not feel like they were getting stiffed and understand how much more money they would make, the NFL should put the Cowboys on every Sunday night.
but they're on. Why do they have 7 noon games this year? That's a lot of noon. They have more noon games than 3 o'clock games.
Yeah, that's true. And then, of course, the 5 plus the 1, and there might be flexes and all the rest. I just think if the Clevelands and the Seattles and the Arizonas would recognize, you know, yeah, you make a lot of money when Arizona's on TV, but Arizona makes more money when the Cowboys are on TV. every Sunday night, just make it a regular deal. Plus, that would help our schedule very much. It wouldn't quit jacking around with us. Oh, and you can still have your Thanksgiving, too.
Mike Fisher, Cowboys Insider here on 105.3 The Fan. This is part of the criticism, though, and it's warranted from Tolos, who on the morning of the schedule release, we're talking about how many primetime games we get, and we're America's team. And Sharif is going all giddy and doing backflips over the Jerry Post Malone video. We're not actually talking about winning anything or how we're going to get to the NFC title game. It's all the ancillary Hollywood stuff, Mike.
All right, let's drive it there by going through the rookies that the Cowboys really liked in that draft. And, well, we'll get to see how right and wrong the Cowboys were. They play Pitts from Atlanta. They play Horn from Carolina. They play Surtain in Denver. They play Slater with the Chargers. So you're going to get a head-to-head opportunities to see Micah Parsons versus that guy versus that guy versus that guy. I still contend, by the way, strongly that while the Cowboys say they have Micah Parsons as the number one guy on their board, the idea of moving up to Miami at number six for a cornerback was also discussed in that room. I swear it was.
Have you gotten – I asked Broadus the other day. He said no. Have you gotten your hands on the draft board, and why haven't we gotten it yet? It feels like this is the latest that we don't know some of the important things on their draft board compared to years past when Broadus would come out and say, I know this, I know that. This guy was here. This guy was there. Hell, we've gotten pictures of the Cowboys draft board. I still want to know if Parsons was above the corners. I would also like to know how the corners were ordered. I'd like to know how high Pitts was. I'd like to know where they had Slater compared to Sewell. Have you seen or heard? And why haven't we gotten the Cowboys draft board yet?
Yeah, we Broadus and myself, we should intensify our search there. So I promise we'll do that. But I'll give you two impressions. One, they might not want you to see the draft board because they might get exposed for fibbing just a little bit about Micah Parsons and where they had him. And two, Sean, maybe they're wising up. It's a bad idea to show everybody your draft board. It's a terrible idea. Other teams don't do it.
Right.
This team, because of the level of cooperation and openness and accessibility and Jerry being Jerry, it either comes out, leaks out, or he just kind of says it. And maybe that's a bad strategy in terms of trying to run your draft.
We've also only
what
seen
else
it
you got?
Like, we've also only seen it like a couple times, right? We don't see it every year, but I mean, you know, they also they don't want to show it because what if they completely went off board? I mean, it is just you're right. It's a terrible idea to show it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we can call this confusion or we can call it flexibility. But the cornerbacks versus Micah thing between 6 and 10 and 12, it's a story, and we did write it that night, but we should chase it some more. I give you scary quarterbacks. Brady, scary, right?
Yeah.
Mahomes, Mahomes at Kansas City in winter weather, frightening. And then the Cowboys aren't scheduled to play Aaron Rodgers this year, but that doesn't mean they won't. Because the Aaron Rodgers Denver idea lives, and the Aaron Rodgers Raiders idea lives, and the Cowboys play both Las Vegas and on Thanksgiving, of course, and the Broncos. Don't let go of that one until June 1st comes around, when the Packers can split the cap impact over the course of 2 years. I don't think Aaron Rodgers to the Broncos or Aaron Rodgers to the Raiders is dead quite yet.
All right, what else you got?
Okay, speaking of Kansas City, here's your three games in 12 days. And you get a break here, and you know that leads up to it. You get a break after it, but it is a bear, Sean. November 21st at Kansas City. If you're trying to pencil in wins and losses, that's a loss. Come here on Thanksgiving, play the Raiders. Fine, you'll be favored there. Then the next Thursday, go to New Orleans. I know they don't have Drew Brees, but Cowboys at New Orleans, which is always fun, usually doesn't end up in very good shape for the Cowboys. And so you're going to be underdogs, I think, in two of those three games, and you're going to play three games in 12 days. That's demanding. I do think that strength of schedule is stupid. You guys agree?
Well, it's just difficult to know. I mean, we don't know what New Orleans is going to be like. Now they're a favorite over Green Bay in week one somehow. But we don't know what New Orleans is going to be, or Arizona, or But we know what Carolina's going to be. We know what the Giants are going to be.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know who you don't know what they're going to be is Dallas. Because if you believe in strength and schedule, then the teams that play against Dallas should be going, yeah, they suck. They're 6-10.
Yeah.
Except that's not the way anybody looks at it when we write our stories about Dallas's strength of schedule. So I think we need to remind ourselves, stuff that happened in week two of 2020 has nothing to do with what's going to happen in week 15 of 2021. The back-to-back, Sean, opening games, weeks one and week two, it's not just the teams that might be good. Bucks should be good. Chargers might be good. It's the travel all the way to that coast, all the way to that coast. That's troublesome. We've got the NFC East style to close this thing out, a crowd of games, and all four of the teams in the NFC East all play each other multiple times in the last 5 weeks. I think Philadelphia's last four games are all NFC East. And then, of course, the big one that tells you what the league thinks is going to happen, the Cowboys versus Washington twice in 2 weeks late in the season. That's the NFL telling those two teams and telling the world, you guys have a almost back-to-back, home-to-home with a sandwich meet in between, doubleheader, winner-take-all in the NFC East.
Do they think, does the league think, do the Cowboys think that ending the season, you know, like that Arizona game, do they think that Arizona game is a pivotal game for a potential playoff spot at the end?
I think so. And of course, Arizona is suddenly a sexy team with local kid Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins now installed there. And here comes J.J. Watt to be a part of an improved defense. So that's a marquee game. Again, it's the Cowboys. So almost all of them feel marquee unless you go 6-10. Then you slip quite a little bit.
Did you come up with your own record yet?
I have not. We'll save that, Sean, for the next time you have me on next month.
trying to have you enjoy your vacations and your getaways and going out of town. All right, real quick.
One more quickie on the match, if I may. Kristaps Porzingis, quit moping. You're fine. Your team is fine. Your teammates are fine. You have a chance. You're not going to be in the play-in tournament, it doesn't look like. Porzingis the other day, you know, doing that hang dog thing that he does where it's kind of thoughtful, but it's so gloomy. And he says, yeah, this has been a tough season for me. I can't wait till next year, meaning he wants this to all be over. Son, next year is the postseason. This is the new next year. And you get to play. And you get to be in the playoffs. You're not the best player on a crappy team in New York anymore. Smile a little bit. Enjoy it. This has a chance to be fun and fruitful for the Mavericks.
What did you make of him disagreeing with Cuban's comments to KMC about KP and Luka's relationship? Porzingis basically said he doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't know where that came from yesterday.
You can see it. You can see it in the joy that you want to exist there between Porzingis and his teammates, and it doesn't exist there. You can see it. You can feel it. And it's because he's mopey. He's a hang dog. He's droopy dog. He's sad. I can't wait till next year. Oh, it's so tough. It's not so tough. You make $158 million. Smile.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.